finally here to share his excitement about going on spring break this year is Jimmy Fallon.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Thank you very much. You know, in a couple of days, I'm going to go away for spring break, and I can't wait.
Spring break that year, went out and bought beer. Cashier grabbed me, took my fake ID. Wait a second, man, you don't understand. That picture is me with a turban and a tan. My name's Muhammad.
So, where are you gonna go on spring break, Jimmy?
There's only one place I can go, Colin.
They say, who wants to be a millionaire? Give me a million and I wouldn't care. There's only one place I have to be. That's at the beach house on MTV. Cancun, Costa Rica, baby, I don't care. Use my dad's visa if it gets me there. Tell me Carson Daly, cause I need to know how I'm gonna get onto the spring break show. I need to know. Spring break show.
I hope it works out because it could be great.
Well, it's a hot one. How Roku says it may hit 101. I got my boombox and my cooler filled with tequila out by the pool. You all went to the ocean, locked me out on the room. I need some suntan lotion on my body soon. I look just like a lobster, man, my trip is ruined. Give me a plane, take it home, and let's forget about it. Let's forget about it.
But the one thing that you can say, the one thing that you can say about spring break is thank God it only comes once a year.
I say my head is hurt and I'm just waking up and I am shaking cause I just threw up. Yeah. Drank too much. Drank all 35 flavors of Jello shots. Smoked somebody's pot and then I did a keg stand for a long, long time. Made out with a stranger for a long. Spring break is all about, little baby.
Spring break, everybody. Thank you very much.
Jimmy Fallon, everybody.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They made a whole TV show based off of one kid getting slapped.
Yes. And season two is going to be Slap 2, the slappening. And it's going to be great.
Here's the thing.
More than a 5-minute discussion about the fucking kid getting fucking slapped in the face.
Right? Exactly.
They made
Breathe. It's a 10-episode season.
Holy shit, Spock. What are you doing? Don't hit my kid. I'm sorry. Sorry. It won't happen again.
End of the season, they're fucking still talking about the fact the kid got slapped?
There is an entire show on this premise. Here's the thing.
That's why I don't have cable. anymore.
No, no, no. You don't have to pay for this either. This, you could get this on your TV right now if you wanted to. You just turn it on and your TV's inner antenna will pull it up.
I have it now.
Well, ever.
How many kids ever. Do I have to slap to get this thing off the air? I'll do it right now. How many kids do I have to slap until it's not a fucking big deal anymore?
Well, let's start with one and work our way up from there.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm playing that song only for Punchy. I think he's the only other person on the station who knows who this band is. But hey, it is Tuesday. April 21st, 2015, here on morelikeradio.com. You're listening to the Dutch and Royce program.
Did you see Dutch's brain buffer? I saw Dutch's brain buffer for a second with the date. He was like buffering.
It April took me a second,
21st.
Yeah.
It's okay, Dad. Yesterday was 420. Everyone's allowed to be a little weird today.
I didn't smoke any pie yesterday.
You're such a rebel.
I can't handle pot, man. Like, it makes me weird. I get all...
You don't like it.
I just get paranoid and I throw up.
My problem with pot is that it's a gateway drug. So what I do is I go right into heroin because I don't want to get in a gateway drug. Heroin is not a gateway drug, so I'm safe.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose. You're kind of that's like an end line drug.
Scott Weiland's on heroin and he's in STP. Counterpoint.
Okay, that is Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Are you going to say anything?
I did. I said a whole sentence before.
I know, but usually you always introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Royce Lopez. Has genital warts got you down?
If you're not going to do the bit, then we're not going to do the
bit. If you're not going to do the bit, I'm not going to do the bit anymore.
If you're not doing the bit, then I'm not doing the bit.
If you could change, and we could change.
Mitch Heil, who never does the bit.
I'm still doing the bit.
He's complete opposite.
I don't like change!
Is Sherry here tonight?
She is.
I'm here.
Hi, Sherry Doll is also here on the show.
Hey, question. Did Sean kill D or vice versa?
I really hope so.
No.
He's killing D.
Slowly. Sucking
dick.
Her.
Painfully and with snot.
Slowly her sucking ends. Her life force.
I miss her. I feel like I haven't talked to her in like 8 months.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't blame Sean for that because Sean's not the type of person who steals people away from society. He's pretty laid back. Sean's not, hey, I'm going to fucking come here. Sean's like, yeah, do whatever you want. No, what really happened is she was in the process of moving and they didn't have internet for like 2 weeks.
Then she got sick.
Oh, Poor big booby D.
Was she going to be okay before the live event this
She damn well better weekend? Be. She's kidding.
She's going out with Sean, so okay is a relative word, but is she going to be not sick? Yeah, probably.
Hopefully, yeah.
And you know what? The best part is, though, nothing's going to get you over being sick than having Ashley from England staying in your house.
Jesus, is he staying with those two?
Yeah, that motherfucker's going to be clomping around.
That flat-footed idiot.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody who doesn't understand the heel-to-toe walking definition before.
It's just like
he just plods around like a rock man.
He has like South Park legs where his knees his knees don't move. He kind of just stomps. He walks like an at-at.
Yeah, he does.
I wish you guys knew my friend Steve because Ashley is... a British Steve, but the only difference is the accent and Ashley is funny. So, no, when I say Ashley is funny, I'm saying that he's much funnier than my friend
I'm
Steve.
I'm not even trying to be mean because he's going to be mad. He's going to send me another message like he did last week. Like, hey, mate, are we okay? I just want to make
he's
sure.
Funny. That's nice, right?
Yeah. I just don't want to get another email like I did last week. Like, hey, mate, I just want to make sure we're okay. I want to make sure it's not awkward at the live event. I'm like, we're perfectly fine. I don't think about you a lot. So
you're the one who made it awkward.
I made it awkward.
I was talking at you.
MIFMLR is my show fired? What's happening?
Yeah, thank you. By the way,
Ashley's a panicky Pete.
Yeah, relax, Ashley, you big dumb idiot. You'll have fun. Maybe you'll get blown. The I don't kill yourself, please. The But speaking of people that fucking immediately think that they get fired, Will from the Awful Podcast, formerly Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Hey, he's in the room. Hey, Will, you're not fired.
I didn't even know he's in the room. He sent me a message the other day because I guess something got glitched with the scheduler. Mitch could explain more of the technical.
Yeah, because I forgot to schedule his show or whatever happened.
Fired. Like,
so then he sends me a message in all caps. Have I been fired? And I'm like, what? On Facebook.
This is like 3 minutes after his show was supposed to start.
What? I'm like, what happened? And he goes, my show's not on the replay. I go, no, you haven't been fired. It's probably, hold on, give me a second. I sent Mitch a message. Mitch fixed it in literally 30 seconds. And it's back up. And I go, dude, if I were to fire you, you know you were getting fired. Like, I'm not going to just cut your show off. And he goes, no, I knew you were kidding. I just, oh, no, at work, I have to type with all caps. And I'm like, oh, okay. So
where do you work?
Apparently, he works at the Department of Screaming. Because
I guess so.
So that's trolling center.
I didn't even know he was in the room. I just wanted to tell that story. I meant to tell that story last week, but I forgot. I mean, you're not fired. Relax. Calm down. Mitch, fire him.
Joel, rehire him.
Have him killed.
I love the fact that he constantly screaming because that's his work is requiring of him.
I am required to type in all caps.
Maybe he's a professional capacha inputter.
Oh, that's his job?
Yeah, professionally.
No, that's not funny. Go back to the first one.
Ooh, you are angry.
I'm not your monkey. You can't tell me I want to dance.
Ooh, language. Come on. He's not your African American.
He can dance when he wants to. Was that me?
Oh, you know the best part is he's
that was too frustrating. I remember that one too. That was like when Royce and I think we're just like hammering you for something and you just frustrated just sucking that out.
Oh, that's a good one.
That rules.
So Will's in the chat room. Relax, Will. Just calm down. You don't have to defend yourself. We're just playing around. We just, you know.
Calm down.
Yeah, relax. Calm down.
I think everybody thinks that like we're the kind of owners that, you know, but if you piss us off, we're just going to fire you for no reason.
And that's
like,
wrong because that's me. Oh,
if your show is not playing on time, it's literally because I'm lazy and didn't schedule it.
Right. It's our fault.
Yeah, it is.
Wait,
yeah,
hold on. That's not good for us.
Well, whatever. At least we're honest.
It's Mitch's fault. How about we just pass blame here?
It's fine. Yeah, it's I'll admit it. I'm lazy.
See? Perfect. So I guess... I don't know. What do you want to talk about, Dutch?
Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Let's work backwards.
Oh, no.
Because we have bad stuff to happen.
We have bad news
and good news.
Well, so we'll start with we'll start with the bad stuff first.
Okay, yeah.
Yesterday, on Monday.
Yesterday.
Marie went to the... For Marie's birthday, I got her eight...
Is it still her birthday?
No.
It's been going on for like a month.
No, it's not still my birthday.
On her birthday, a month ago, I bought her some eight yoga classes, you know, that she could take. So she went to go take these yoga classes over in Lakeland with our friend Joyce. So they go to the yoga class. Now, I guess... You want to tell it from your perspective first, and I'll tell you what I was. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So
I wasn't there. I was hanging out with Joe, the guy I kissed. Yes, Dutch.
Royce and I drove over to their house.
Preemptive strike.
So that Royce and him could go and hang out and have fun while Joyce and I go to the yoga class.
We went
in her car, so I didn't take my car. Yeah. And the yoga studio doesn't have lockers or anything where you can put your bags inside. It's really small. So what we usually do is put our purses in the trunk and lock the car when we park. And it was a late night yoga class, and it's kind of in a darker alley. So we're doing the yoga, and then as we're getting ready to leave, we saw like one or two women kind of run across the studio all worried like, and then we go outside to see what the fuck was going on. And apparently a few of the cars had been, the windows had been busted in and purses had been taken, including mine and Joyce's. Our purses were stolen. And you could tell that it was strategic that only certain cars were hit. And then we realized that whoever was hitting them must have been watching people as they were going in, noting who left their bag in the car and who brought their bag in.
Wow. Because, yeah, like a lookout guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
that sucks.
And they knew that we would be in the class for an hour and a half, not paying attention. And
first of all, brilliant move on these guys. Second of all, that really blows on your part.
So, but luckily, one of the purses that was taken, Joyce,
they're going to get a lot less brilliant in a second.
They had Joyce had an iPhone that had a Find My Phone app.
Okay, right. So then now let me take back. Let me pick up.
I have that app, and I still have yet to figure out how to activate it.
Yeah. So I was over at Joe's house, who's Joyce's husband, and I remember I don't have an iPhone, but they both do, and now they have that app where they could see where each other are. You know,
like an iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone. So as soon as we got the phone call, our buddy called us, and he says, hey, over here at the class, you know, Marie and Joyce got their purses stolen, blah, 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 blah. And then I go, shit, we'll be over there in a second. So I hang up. I tell Joe. He goes, oh, fuck, that sucks. So we're about to get the car. And I go, wait a second. Her phone was in her purse. I know you could track the iPhone. So he goes, oh, shit, I can. So he pulled it up and the phone pops up and you see where it is on the map. So we call Marie over at the yoga studio, and we tell her, hey, we think we know where the phone is. Now, they had already thought of that too, so they pulled up on the Mac where the phone was, and they told the cops where the phone was. So they did. So they sent cops out there.
He didn't call me, by the way. My phone is stolen.
Sorry,
and still is stolen.
I called. It was Mark Ramcat. He's gonna be laughing. I called him and I told him, tell him. So anyway,
he was on the scene at the time.
Yeah. So back to what I was saying. So, I go, yeah, so track it on the phone. Joe looks it up on the phone. We get in the car. In the car, we're having a conversation back and forth, figuring out what we should do. We're like, should we just go where the girls are and let the cops handle this? And then we're going back and forth from that to, I kind of want to go over there and beat the liver leaving shit out of these people. So we kept going back and forth. Then we get really worked up going, fuck this bullshit. Drive. Oh, no. Let's fucking drive to where these fucking assholes are. So like maniacs. We both, because he's not a person he's not very calm. All we were saying is how he wanted to kill him. So anyway, we get in the car. We're going like fucking 90 on the highway trying to get there. Now, it hasn't moved for a while, so we're like, oh, so we see where it is. We got there at the same time the cops got there.
Right.
The guys are already gone. What they did was they took out the credit cards, the IDs, the cash, checkbooks, and they kept any Android phones, because you could take the battery out and it's easier to wipe them. Apple phones are harder, from what I'm thinking. So they grabbed all the bags. They broke into like three cars?
Four cars.
They grabbed all the four girls' bags, whoever these thieves were. They put like, it was at this remote gas station. And on the other side of the gas station, there was a hill that went down, and it's Florida. So every time there's a hill, there's a swamp by law. So there was a swamp down there, and we were looking for the phone, and it's pretty accurate, but you know, not exactly, but we had an idea.
It's like
it was
within 100 feet.
Yeah,
of this
exactly
area.
So then the cops are there, and by the way, I have to say this to give absolute credit where credit is due.
They didn't shoot you.
They did not shoot me when they saw me walking up to them. No. But they, to give them credit, they were actually really good. One of the cops, tall, bald guy, younger dude, goes, ah, shit, I think I have a rope in the car. Hold on. So he fucking strapped the rope around his waist, kind of went down this little hill into this marsh, and started finding purses, fucking throwing purses out. All the purses were thrown out. The good thing that happened was when I looked at Marie's purse, her car keys were in there. Now, you know how new cars are. You have to bitch to get a key. You know, it's not just like, oh, go to Home Depot, make a copy. You know, you have to fucking order one, whatever. So her keys were there. However, they took the case off but kept her phone. I'm assuming to pull the battery.
Or just because it's like, do you think that maybe they knew that anything iPhone related has that
app?
They had to have.
It's common
knowledge.
And
then, you know, whatever, we can get something out of this case. They probably just took the case.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't take the case.
They left the case in my purse.
They took Marie's Samsung phone and left the case in the purse.
Yeah.
But the iPhones, they threw because they couldn't take a battery out. And even when it's off, you could track them because there's still a battery in them. So
smart guys.
Right, exactly.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. So the cops go down there. They pull the bags out. Side story. When the bags were put, now this is all hypothetical. I saw this happen. Some other two guys who were there looked exactly like me and Joe. Just go with it. We were there, and apparently one of our friends whose purses was taken had pot in it, right? So we're thinking that doesn't fucking matter. If they went through the purse, of course they took the pot, right? You would think that. I mean,
right.
I would.
The purses were stolen on 420.
Right, on 420, obviously. So anyway, she had a tin that had some pot in it and a one hitter, right?
Oh, no.
And hold on. And it was Joe who knows, the guy who looks like Joe, who knows what the purse looks like, went through the purse and goes, oh shit, the tin's still there and the pot's still there. And he's going through it when the purses were thrown out. There's four cops there. One of the cops walks up and he goes, hey man, put the purse down for a second because we want to hold it with gloves and see if we can fingerprint it or anything. So he's like, oh fuck, because it's in there. And as soon as they go through the bag, they're going to open all the pockets, they're going to find the pot, and it's going to be a completely different problem. So, and this is fucking Polk County, so it's fucking whatever. So while these brave officers were helping us and they were going down into the marsh, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter. This is hypothetical. I said to him, go in there, grab the bag while I'm talking to the cops. You know, and we're not doing anything wrong because it is her bag. It's not like we're stealing someone's stuff. We did nothing. You know what I mean?
Now, have they already told you to put the bags down prior to you saying, hey, grab the bag, I'll talk to the cops?
Well,
or is it after?
Well, hold on. No. Here's what happened. I said, just grab it. And I went to go talk to the cops. He grabbed a little tin out with the pot. He put it away. He went to the car and put it away. When they were turning around, I went to go bullshit with them, with the cops. Because the cops were nice. This is true. I'm not talking shit on them. They were really nice. That's the first thing I said. And you know me. If you know me very well, Dutch.
Royce is a huge cop hater.
Yeah. And I had to sit there and
He's murdered five police officers.
I had to sit there and
not
go.
Not true.
Three. In Halo.
Not true.
There were space police officers. It was a video game. Don't go crazy. Anyway. So I was so I'm talking with them and I was even saying thank you. This I would not go down there. He's like, whatever. And I go, I bet you didn't expect being in a fucking swamp looking for a person. He goes, man, to be honest with you, we never know what to expect. So he's like, it is whatever.
It is Florida.
Yeah, exactly. But he went down there because he was worried because there was like an alligator or some bullshit. So anyway, it's true. So then it was. So
you
then,
do have to worry about.
I know. That. I'm laughing because like
these are real
only
problems.
In Florida, would you have to worry about a large amphibian eating you while you're trying to
exactly.
do your job?
A reptile, but yes, it's a real problem.
Reptile, sorry.
We got the purses out. I was going through them. Through Maurice, finally went after the head cop there was like, just go through the bags. We're not gonna get fingerprints off of these. They were in mud and water. There's no way. And it's because it was the newer guy. You could tell that was saying, no, I got a fingerprint. And the older cop's like, we're not gonna get it.
There's no.
And he was
way.
Right. And now we couldn't fight him. It's like I saw where they pulled him from mud. I mean, there's no way they were gonna get fingerprints.
Luckily, my purse was leather.
Yeah.
So
Maurice's purse is
don't
fine.
Don't worry
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, Maurice's purse is fine.
I knew you were worried.
Anyone keeping score at home?
I was worried about your purse.
Anyone keeping score at home?
All my stuff was in it, minus my credit cards, my debit card, my checkbook, my IDs. And also, I had my social in my purse. They took that.
Oh, no.
I'm fucking screwed. So, I was up last night and all today canceling all my cards, putting up fraud alerts. We fucking bought LifeLock because I'm like, dude, they have everything.
So, today Marie calls me.
Everything.
So, today Marie calls me. Apparently, somebody went to a Bank of America a couple towns over with an ID. And
they went like completely west, like to the Gulf in a town called Brandon.
Yep.
And a bank owner said, hey, was this you that just came by? Somebody was using your ID and was trying to cash a check and they sped off and we have your license and your debit card.
The person panicked. Because they were trying.
Oh, they probably went to the drive-thru.
It was a woman who they say looked like Marie.
They claimed it looked like me.
Then she gets a call from another bank, another town over.
Literally. And no. No.
Why would she speed off without the ID and debit card?
Because
Royce cut me off. So the first time, the Brandon woman, they they asked for a couple forms of identification and made her sign for it. And by the time that they were signing and recognizing that it wasn't the same signature, and they were about to call her out and deny her, and that's when she sped off. While I'm on the phone with the Brandon person saying, hey, we can ship you your ID and your debit card back to you if, you know, to a nearby Bank of America, I'm getting a voice message from another Bank of America from some old woman named Mary in Dade City, which is in South Florida, saying, hey, I'm not sure if I cashed this for the right amount. So obviously she didn't catch it and did whatever the person over there was telling her to do. But it wasn't my check that was there. So I guess they were trying to deposit money somehow.
They're trying to use your ID to cash someone else's stolen check. Probably a check from another woman.
Right.
Yeah, from one of the other cars they broke into.
So she processed it, but then called me right away, like, confused. And so I was confused. I'm like, one, why is she calling me if she thought that this was legit? But I don't know. And I go, no, this is fraud. And I'm like, is it processing? Is anything showing up in my account? Cancel it. Like, so take it off.
Oh, side note, I should also mention, before this, we forgot to mention, this morning we were told by the lady that runs a yoga studio that they caught on camera
a black
Cadillac was the guys that were in it that were apparently, I have to still get more info, that's all I know right now, is a black Cadillac. So anybody that's out there, keep an eye out for Outkast or anyone from the Dungeon family in a black caddy, because I'm assuming they're the ones that ripped Marie off. It might be Slim the Cutter Calhoun, because I don't think he's in anymore, somebody from Goody Mob, but just keep an eye out. But I don't know who did it, but apparently the thing is, the bank's like, oh, she looked just like you. I'm like, so you're telling me two ladies at the exact same time that look just like Marie? No. The bank's covering their ass is what's happening. Because if anyone that's ever gone to the bank, you know when you give them your ID, 99% of the time they don't look at it.
They got some Hispanic girl with long black hair.
Especially in a drive-thru.
Yep.
Yeah, they got some Hispanic-looking girl with long black hair to show up and try to use my ID. And granted, they probably both had IDs, because I admittedly have never turned in any of my IDs that when I got my address changed.
Yeah, and you can't defend Marie here. She had four IDs in her purse.
I had four IDs because...
Well, because
in the
address,
you were a ripe peach waiting to be picked as far as fraud goes.
I had four IDs because I moved. I was using a P.O. box, and then I finally moved, and then I moved again, and then I also changed my name. So, and I just never bothered because I really liked having the old name and the new name, because if there was ever a confusion about me changing my name when I got married, it was pretty much set in stone. And then I was just too lazy about throwing away the other two. I just had them behind my old one or my new one. So, yeah, they took all four.
Is it because you looked good in those pictures and you were like, I want to just see what I've
No, done. Honestly, the real reason is I have two wallets because I have a purse within my purse. I have a small handbag purse with a small wallet inside my larger purse. So when I need to consolidate, I can just leave the larger purse and take the smaller one.
Can you talk to my chick and tell her to start doing that? Because whenever we go out, I have to carry all of her things.
Well, aren't we going to see you guys?
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Please tell her that when we hang out. No, yeah.
Marie's going to try to sleep with
her. I'll show her my stuff too.
Show her the whole purse thing.
Well, she'll, because Marie will show,
she pulls out a shitload of like a wad of cash, like she's a 1920s gangster, and her ID and a credit card, and just goes, I have pockets, but it doesn't.
Take what you need. I don't know. Just take it.
Just put it somewhere. It's just like, but
yeah, it's funny, pockets. Dutch, because the other night Marie was saying that she was going to show her purse so hard. So don't worry about it. You're fine.
So, I mean, like, are you, you're pretty much covered for everything. It sounds like you guys did the right thing.
I signed up for fucking LifeLock, because if they do anything, they'll fucking, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went through the whole nine yards. I called. Luckily, American Express has such good fraud coverage. They told me the Amex was the only one that wasn't stolen.
Yeah, because they knew not to take it.
And Amex was even
wow, these guys are pro thieves.
So I called up Amex and they're like, you have your card, don't cancel it. You know, you have 100% fraud protection.
They know Amex and iPhones do not even fucking bother, because it's more of a headache than it is worth.
And the fun part is the phone, Marie's phone that they took, we just got, and we're doing that thing now where, you know, you could pay $20 a month for the phone instead of buying it outright or whatever. We just got it and they stole it. On the upside, I was smart enough to go into Sprint last night and immediately add the phone insurance, and then I claimed it today, and they processed it. So, fuck
nice.
But then also, Joe told me he had to get his fucking window fixed. And then, of course, the cops are like, well, you can call the insurance. And he's like, the problem is I just had an accident recently. And even though it's not my fault, my rates are going to go up. So he's like, I'm just going to pay for it. So now he has to pay $300 to get his fucking window fixed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
It just sucks.
It's not even worth doing a small claims thing over that. Yeah.
No, what are you going to do for that? It's not worth it. It's really not.
But yeah, I'm glad that Royce and Joe were the hero of the night that they fucking got my purse back.
Yeah, because if we didn't show up there, those cops weren't going to look for anything.
What were you guys going like, hey, our thing here is telling us it's over here?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys
Yeah, we walked up and we said, hey, we're the husbands of two of the girls who got this purse, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know.
Because, yeah, it's like cards you can cancel and get a new card. I mean, my IDs and stuff being stolen, that's going to be a fucking process to make sure that fraud charges don't hit later. Luckily, they didn't use any of my cards by the time I canceled them, so I have all the alerts up. But the fact that they have my addresses and stuff, that's fucking scary. But I am really glad that you found my purse and my keys and my other purse. And, like, they didn't take anything else inside the purse. So,
yeah.
Like, I had a really nice Coach umbrella. Like, that shit, I would have been really fucking pissed if I had to rebuy everything that I had. My purse is very specific.
Well, now that's the bad news. That's the bad news, and it took half an hour. You want to hear the good stuff? The good stuff that was on the show?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, this is a good and bad news story if you remember when we first started this whole conversation.
So, well, let me start by asking a question first. You, Dutch, when's the last time you've done psychedelics?
Oh shit!
I mean, I know you have because you've been to enough
I'm
music
trying to think
festivals.
I did the last like pure psychedelics I ever did was shrooms when I was in college.
Okay, well, yeah, we had some fun
7 years ago.
7 years ago,
hypothetically,
on a Saturday 7 years ago, we had a lot of fun.
Was this while the whole...
No, this is before.
If you were to think about hypothetically, the whole purse scandal thing was
purse thing was yesterday.
No, the hypothetical
thing was on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
The psych stuff happened before the purse stealing hypotheticals, and then, you know, then it wasn't
By the
stressful.
Way, we don't have to say that legally.
I know we don't. Fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. It's already been done. But anyway, regardless of when it was done... The most recent, how about this? The most recent time, now that we've set it up, that we did psychedelics, there you go. It was mushrooms, and it was
fun?
Fantastic.
When was the last time you had done it up until that
point? I never done mushrooms. I have done LSD.
Oh, Jesus, really? You did acid before you did shrooms?
I know. When I was fucking in high school, dude, I didn't care.
You,
and you know what? I will say, it was... it was funny because I just actually, coincidentally, not for any other reason, happened to read a study that CNN came out with, like, this special about how psychedelics have, now that they're studying them, they're like, they're good for, like, depression and anxiety and all this stuff.
Was that right next to the poll of Anderson Cooper being the greatest looking gray-haired man ever?
He is. I want to kiss him.
I really want to make
out
with
Anderson Cooper. But anyway, the first thing that we did, we were just hanging out with friends. The first thing that we did was we were hack. But it was still pretty fun. We put on Dark Side of the Rainbow, the whole Pink Floyd, Wizard of Oz thing, just while they started kicking in.
Just to get it kicking in.
Now,
yeah, I get it.
Here's the thing.
I get it.
With me, the way they affect me, everyone's different.
Hold on. Before you go any further.
Sure.
How much did you do? Like there's a measurement system.
Let me explain.
Anybody who's taken shrooms before, we're talking about.
We happen to have them in gel caps, so we don't have to chew them.
Really?
Yeah. So it's
oh, you're lucky, dude. When I had to do shrooms,
they taste disgusting.
You gotta like chew that shit will make you gag immediately. The taste is awful.
So anyway, we happen to have gel caps are the best because like.
But
I
do
said,
you know? Well, hold on. Do you know what the equivalent of that like? Because usually everything goes by eighths or sixteenths.
Yes. Yeah. I'm 100% positive. I knew. I'll
what
tell
does
you,
one cap equal?
I'll tell you right now. 4 caps equals 1 gram.
So one is
0.25 is each cap. So 1 gram is your typical hit, depending on how much you want to do, is between 1 to 3 grams, depending on
so
how
it's basically a quarter.
A,
wow. That's a lot of
a
shrooms.
Gram. Yeah. So we had a gram. No, that's
but
not that
thing,
much.
That's a dealer telling you that. Yeah. So probably you only had an eighth, which is still a ton.
Okay. Anyway, but regardless, so when we did them,
more regardless.
So, bow regardless. You like that one?
Bow regardless. I liked it.
So, Anyway, so that's the first thing we did. Now, me, the way that it affects everyone differently.
Hold on. You were jumping ahead, my friend. Yeah. The shrooms are awesome. Now, how long did it take for it to kick in from once you popped them?
Let me explain. So what we did was, to see how we would feel, we took one cap at a time, waited to take 10, 20 minutes, see how we felt. And then from there, we gauged it. I ended up taking five.
No, you took four. Less than me.
Yeah, I took less. I took four.
What the fuck?
I took four.
And you're saying one is one quarter of an eighth?
No.
Of an ounce?
Of a gram. A gram is an ounce.
Ounces, God damn it. I can't do math.
Listen, how about this? Let me explain it to you. Dutch,
help me out here.
Your typical hit is 1 gram. So we did a typical hit.
Is that a 16th? Sorry, I'm just going off a dryway with shrooms. I only know the thing by 16ths, eighths,
half an
halves.
Eighth. Half an eighth.
So 16ths. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes sense if they gauge it that way. Okay.
There you go. That's the best way. So anyway, everyone took a little different before it kicked in. I would say I was one of the fastest people that it kicked in. And the reason why is because I take Lexapro, which is an antidepressant. And when you read about taking shrooms, it says if you're taking any MAIO inhibitors, it increases the trip because that part of your brain's already being affected.
Wow.
So I took it. Now, with me, I started feeling like my joints started feeling tingly first, which is an awesome feeling. Mm-hmm. And then I remember not being able to stop smiling. I was smiling a lot.
I love that face.
But I was still completely in control. Like, I remember watching Dark Side of the Rainbow, and the only thing I was doing was complaining. I was logically trying to break down why the movie didn't make sense. I was like screaming at the. I was really mad at the midgets.
The midgets were driving
me
nuts.
And this wasn't me. I mean,
specifically the
looking
shoes.
Looking back, I must have looked crazy. But at the time, I kept focusing on their shoes because a lot of their shoes had flowers coming up from them, and I was fucking like, those fucking. Why are they wearing those shoes? And I kept getting really mad. And then when
the thing though is that. A lot of people think when they hear about shrooms, they think of like, oh, it's a hallucinogen. Like you start seeing pink elephants and everything. No. It makes you focus on certain things. Yeah. And then your dream side and your creative side starts to take over on the one thing you're focusing on. The same thing happened to me. I'll tell you about my story after yours, but go ahead. Yeah.
So that's what I started feeling first. And I was getting really, really mad at the really, really mad at the midgets. So we were watching it and that was really fun. And then, Marie, when did you start feeling it?
Much later. So my effect was the direct opposite.
Can I ask that two people in the group were both saying, it was Marie and somebody else were both saying, I'm really pissed. It didn't work. The typical, God, I'm not feeling it.
Every group that does it, they always have one or two people
guess
that
what
feel
happened?
Way later. And those are the ones that
and when
have
it, hit
it way longer.
It hit them. For example, my buddy who was doing it, he was fucking pissed. It's not working.
There's no ease in.
An hour later, we were standing in the backyard, and he was like, the tree's moving. I was like.
It hit you like a frame of bricks,
I was
dude.
Like, what happened to it not working?
I punched her in the face.
Sorry.
Yeah. But
my thing that happened was once it finally did, I got a pulled away feeling where I felt I was watching life as if I were Quentin Tarantino and I was directing a film. And every door I went through, I was like, transition. Because I felt like I was transitioning from scene to scene. And I was, every sound was so amplified that rooms had different sounds, which was amplifying me feeling like I moved like in time and space. And the colors were a little bit brighter, more affected. But I literally yelled at the group at one point because I'm like, you guys look like you're fucking taking a portrait and I'm the photographer. Stop looking at me. Mm-hmm. And because they were all sitting like an awkward family photo looking at me. And I'm like, fucking stop it. Why are you taking a portrait right now?
I love that.
So, So we this is. I know this is going long, but it was a lot of fun.
No, I love this, dude. Go ahead.
Okay, good. If people are enjoying it, I'll keep going.
I love this shit.
So then,
fuck them, they don't like it.
So then we go outside and we were outside and we were doing it with our buddy's neighbors too, which is an older couple, but they're fucking hilarious. But anyway, they have a golf cart, so they pull the golf cart up. Like, yeah, we're tripping. Let's go on a golf cart ride. So we get on the golf cart. We drive. Now Marie.
Wait, hold on, I'm sorry. Did the neighbers, were they were doing it too? Or
yes,
they
were tripping
were
with us. They were tripping with us.
Yes.
Nice.
All together.
It was a good big group.
It was a nice group. It was six people.
Six
people. So then Marie and her friend. I'm not going to say the names unless they want them. So Marie and her friend are both dancing outside. Like just dancing and legitimately enjoying dance. Like
we specifically set up music in different rooms. So that was also the best part. Like I'd walk outside and one thing was playing. Yeah. I'd walk inside. Something else was playing. Even more so making me feel like I was going scene to scene. It was a movie. The whole night was a movie.
Let me tell you from my perspective, seeing Marie. Marie was, I think everybody agreed, was the life of the trip. Because she was very, very happy, and her describing everything as a movie. Because the thing with tripping is you have your wherewithal. You're not like I'm stupid. You know, you still have your mind, but
here's the difference though. Marie gave in and just allowed it to happen,
and she was and that's the thing. So then after the golf cart thing,
you always need that person.
After the golf cart thing, we decided, well, let's go for a walk. So this neighborhood that we were in is there's a lot of big old trees and we're walking, and all I remember was really focusing on how big our shadows were. And then I remember all of us getting caught up with not so much the trees, but the moss in the trees, like growing and moving, which was really cool.
Yeah. The animation is always the ones that I always love. It's like when you're looking at something and it starts to animate.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, the tree is coming out at me. No. It's like the bark looks like it's crawling a little bit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like that kind of thing.
Or like walls melting.
I think two of the people in the group noticed the movement, two or three. I was noticing colors, but also I would focus on something and then look, and then I'd notice that something else was right in front of my face.
You were focusing on African-Americans. Just because we were tripping doesn't mean you have to be racist.
Okay, you're right. But I would be like, oh, was that light always there? I would, and it was right in front of me. But it would just come into view, and all of a sudden I'm like, that was.
Oh, the other thing that was cool was the jasmine and the little Christmas lights. Christmas lights are the goddamn best.
First of all, who has Christmas lights up still?
Well, no, they're not really.
There
Christmas
was a little
lights.
Backyard
like
garden that they used to illuminate.
They just
look
like
little,
Christmas lights.
No, they were Christmas lights that they used to illuminate their garden.
White lights. Yeah. So anyway, we were focusing on that, and I was focusing on how like they had this jasmine, how it smelled, and the coolest part was the two tree frogs. Like there was these two tree frogs that we could not stop focusing on
because they were chirping in the jasmine.
Yeah,
it was adorable.
Yeah,
chirping tree frogs.
Well, yeah, in their little frog like ribbits, you know.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean we you know, but the one thing I remember is a lot. It's like it feels like. Well, I'm sure you know Dutch waves. It's a lot of waves. It's not a steady.
Yes.
I never felt sad or down, but
you just caught your breath.
Yeah, like
moment.
you would have. There would be moments where you were like, I would be like, oh, it's done, and then all of a sudden, boom! Oh, it's not done. You know,
it's you'd have little pockets of clarity.
Yeah.
That would happen.
Where you're like,
holy shit! I've been laughing straight for the last 15 minutes. What the fuck happened?
I had cycles. I would have what I thought was a really deep thought, and then I thought, no, that can't possibly be a deep thought. You're just tripping. And then I would laugh at myself for having the thought, and then I wouldn't be able to stop laughing.
Oh, and the other good thing is one of the people...
Marie, I've had... That is actually a very good way to describe it.
I remember one of the things...
That is actually a very good way to describe
it. One of the things I said, like, I realized I was being overly descriptive, and I go... It's just such a beautiful description. And when I said beautiful description, I knew exactly what I meant.
Oh,
and it was super deep. And then I'm like, a beautiful description, Marie, you're so lame. And it's like, I'm tripping.
And when she was narrating
when
things.
When you get into the giggle fits, though, man.
Oh, the giggle fits were great. And the other good part is one of the people that we were doing with one of the girls was a trip guru. Like, I mean, she used to pick mushrooms. She knew, like, she was an expert.
She knew all about it.
Yeah, so it's actually, if you ever trip, it's great to have somebody.
It's like having a guy going up Everest.
She was the guru in my movie. Yeah.
She was your Sherpa.
Royce was the protagonist. Yeah. She was the guru, and then other people were just supporting
characters. So we were really smart.
I love the fact that you had this whole, I'm sorry,
check
Royce,
this out.
I'm sorry, but no, like, the whole, like, it, I know people like Marie, those are the ones that make everybody else's trip around them better in the fact that you had this whole storyline and you made it known to everybody else around.
It was really cool.
That, okay, this is what's happening for me right now. Come along for the ride.
Exactly.
Like, that always helps.
And that was a good part about what it is. And I'm sure it's psychological or subconscious, but the really cool part about us is our waves were always at the, like, we had our highs and lows at the same time.
Right.
So you never had one person hysterically laughing, other person being quiet. It was really good. But the other thing is, we were really smart because of the trip guru, let's call her. She said, you know, make sure when we go to the bathrooms, everybody goes in pairs and stuff like that. So, and she had a lot of good points. You don't want to get lost in the mirror, have a bad trip, because that could happen. If you're alone, that's really what I figured out. You start having bad trips when you are alone and you left to yourself. If you're with people and you're interacting and laugh, you're going to be fine. If you're in a good environment, you're in a good place, it's fine.
And everybody's on the same page. That's the thing, is what makes a good trip or a bad trip is whether it be LSD, ayahuasca, mushrooms, or anything, is that you have to be in a good state of mind.
Absolutely.
And being with other people helps that.
I said this during the trip, but even again, I thought, oh, it's just because I'm tripping. And after, I said, and I know this sounds weird, but this is me 100% sincere. That is probably the most fun I've had in my life. And I and hold on, I have done things and been. I did this in Lakeland, Florida. It's not like I did this in a Pink Floyd concert where it's like, oh, it was amazing. And I'm not even saying it to, it was, and I've gotten, Marie, no offense, my wedding day, I love one of the best days of my life. But if I was tripping on my wedding day, get out of here. Well, no, that wouldn't have been good. But
that would have been really
it
bad.
It was fucking amazing because the people were great.
Can you imagine you tripping your wedding day? I'm playing the unedited version of Get Low.
Yeah.
My parents are here, dude. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
That would ruin your entire trip.
No, the thing is, we slipped mushrooms into all the entrees. That way, everyone's at the
that
same.
That would have been great.
Everyone's feeling it. Then everyone really says it's the best wedding ever.
You just look over, I'm making out with your aunt.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, going back to, I really think that the best way to describe it, and I remember everything, was I'm like, I had a connection with Quentin Tarantino because I'm like, the way I'm seeing this is the way he films his movies.
Now, you know,
and then I'm like, he must have always been tripping.
You know what's funny about that, Dutch, is our friend, the trip guru, she also brought up that, and I forgot about this. We watched 6 Days to Air, you know, the way how they make South Park. And even if you don't like South Park, it's just, it's
No, I've seen it too, yeah.
It's really interesting.
The greatest documentary.
They recap with Matt and Trey the first time they went to the Academy Awards when the Blame Canada got nominated. And they showed up in the dresses. Like they both dressed like women. Well, apparently they were both tripping on LSD.
Yes.
And exactly what Marie was saying is, well, you know, when you're tripping, it's like you're transitioning. And that's exactly what it's like. But I was going back thinking, can you imagine tripping and opening the door to the Oscars? And that would be.
And you're wearing a dress.
And by the way, the funny part was, after rewatching, is they had agreed beforehand that if the net to call attention to the dress, if anybody asked, to say it's a magical evening. And just, you know, and
that's exactly what they did the whole night.
Yeah, it's a magical evening. It's a magical. But if you look at the pictures, look at Trey's. He is fucking gone. You could tell.
Gone.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. When it kicked in, everybody's fucking eyeballs or fucking irises were fucking like the size of pennies. It was awesome.
Oh, my God. Dude, that or they were so underdilated where the only thing you saw was your iris.
Exactly.
My last story that I wanted to share before, I don't know if you have any more to move on, was the thing that made me like keel over with laughter was, it was towards the end. We were starting to get tired and we're about ready to go to sleep, but we still had some leftover Hungry Howie's delivery. And
oh, God,
And one of our friends went to go pick it up. And he got upset or angry about
something. Our friend
was
also drunk. Now, he didn't drink a lot, but the problem is, when you are on shrooms, you get really drunk because the way your liver processes the... Because, you know, whether you like it or not, shrooms technically is a toxin in your body, so your liver is the one that processes it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes... And when you drink alcohol, like if you drink 2 beers, it's like you drank 5, you know?
So
he was drinking a lot also, because he was also the one saying, I'm not feeling it, so he was drinking. And then when it kicked in, he was hammered and tripping. It was awesome.
So
he's standing there holding the pizza, like
he's holding it up in the air,
like a Polaroid, like this.
Yeah, like he was shaking a Polaroid.
But he has his arm on his waist, like very feminine, talking about how great the pizza is. Then he took,
like, he looked like Beyonce.
Hold on, yeah, like Beyonce's. So he took two bites of the pizza and then for no reason said, "I'm done with this," and threw it over his shoulder and just fucking pizza all over the floor. And then he proceeded to get another slice and keep eating. So it's not that he wasn't hungry anymore. He was just done with that slice of pizza.
He flung it over his shoulder. It splattered onto his cabinets. Then he got mad at himself that he was going to have to clean it up. So he goes over and to pick it up. And then he's angry that he's like, "Oh, I fucking made a mess." And he accidentally slips out of his hand and he flings it over his shoulder again in the opposite direction on the other side of the kitchen. So he's slabbered pizza salsa on both sides. And then he's just like, "Oh, fuck this shit." And he just picks it up one more time and throws it in the trash can. And of course, misses by a long shot and it smears all over the floor.
Oh, and my God.
And I couldn't handle it because all I kept seeing him is throwing pizza everywhere. I'm like, "Why are you throwing pizza around your kitchen?"
That's fucking hilarious.
And I lost it. Like, and I kept wanting to tell him, Joe,
too late, it's already been said.
Joe, stop kissing my husband and clean up your pizza. Is everyone say?
So much for that. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It was 7 years ago. Whatever. Go ahead.
7 years ago. No, I'm like, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at what you're doing, but I couldn't breathe. And all I could do was keep laughing harder because I was laughing so hard.
No, I won't lie. I was fucking, at that point it was later. So I just think I was legitimately laughing. I don't think I was even tripping that hard anymore. I think I was just laughing that hard because of how ridiculous. Because then he realized, because he's also a clean freak. So then he came out of it for a second. And he goes, "I better clean this up or I'm going to be pissed at myself tomorrow." So then, right after throwing his pizza, then eating another slice, he has paper towel and he's cleaning fucking pizza sauce off the floor.
Oh, yeah, he's
the worst rebel ever.
He pulled too much out and realized it, and he's still doing other things, but behind his back, he's shoving the paper towels, like, trying to just shove it back onto the roll instead of rolling it back up. And so when Royce walked in,
oh my God,
it was just a trail of crumpled paper.
You know what it looks like? You know when, like, a kid accidentally pulls too much toilet paper, then he tries to just stuff it and push it back? That's what it looked like. He had like 17 fucking sheets of paper towel stuffed back into. Oh God, I'm laughing about it now.
Trying
ridiculous.
To put it in the top of the roll.
Yeah, like just, instead of rolling it back, like instead of taking it out, and rolling it back, he didn't have the patience, so he's just pushing it back. So you have like a chunk stuck in the top, and I'm like, what is wrong?
But the best part was I witnessed the first half of this, and then Royce comes in halfway through, and he already sees me doubled over.
Oh, yeah, I walked in halfway. The first thing I see is me doubled over. I go, "Why are you?" And then I look at the paper towel thing and his hand on his waist and a pizza slice up. And I'm like, and I start dying laughing. And it was like, it was the most ridiculous set of events. It was, "I'm done with this pizza, eat another slice. Holy shit, I made a mess, clean the floor," then just pass out.
Yeah.
On the couch. And then finally, everyone passed out. Then we all finally sat on the couch and everyone finally, you know.
Woke up the next morning. Everyone was in a happy mood. Oh, and yeah. We're all like, "Man, I'm glad we did this."
Yeah, that's the other thing. I never feel bad.
You did mention something earlier in the fact that, like, you need to be with people. You can't do it by yourself, because the first time I tripped, and I told you the last time I did it, I was in college. Actually, hold on a second. I think the last one. Well, the only time that's actually memorable, because I'll tell you both right now, you're never going to capture what you had that night. So the next time you do shrooms, don't expect you to have the same kind of night going, "Oh, hey, it's going to be fun," because I've done shrooms 2 times since my first time, and it's never been the same. So it with shrooms or anything hallucinogenic, it's like lightning in a bottle. But with my first time, and Marie, you were talking about the fact that, like, you need to be with somebody that you actually, you know, good energy, with people you like, that kind of a thing. I was, he was like my best friend in college, Keith. And
Keith Stone?
Sutherland?
We all got shrooms or whatever, but everybody wanted to do it the next day, but nobody wanted to do that night. And I was the one who wanted to do that night. And they were like, "Well, hey, dude, how about you just do it tonight and tell us if they're any good? Otherwise, if they're not good, then they're, you know, the 20 of us that bought this, you know, from this Kansas shroom dealer, we can go back and I was like, okay, I'll be you guys' test bunny, whatever. As long as you guys take care of me and make sure I'm okay. And they're like, oh, we're fine. I take it, and it was similar like your one friend. It was hour and a half later, I felt nothing.
And you and it's always funny, Dutch, and I'm sure you could agree. You pissed. You're like, oh, this sucks. I got ripped off.
I was just saying, I was like, hey, I was calling everybody. I was going, hey, guys, yeah, I think these are bunk. Like, they're not, you know, they're not good or whatever. So I was with my buddy Keith, and we went to go to Subway, and, you know, we just were there ordering a sandwich.
You must have been tripping.
How the inside of Subway is all yellow, right?
Yeah, like a Coldplay song.
It all went to, like, green to, like, then purple. Uh-huh. And I just kind of, like, I kind of did this thing where I just kind of squeezed the side of my buddy's, like, shoulder. Yeah. And was like, because he's a little bit shorter than me. I was just like, buddy.
Was like, you just reminded me of something.
Oh, no, man.
Holy crap. Go ahead.
I proceeded to laugh for an hour straight.
Yep.
Yeah. Nonstop.
And that, yo, when you get those giggles are great.
The giggle. I forget what the point you were making is like, you're laughing at the absurdity of yourself.
Yes.
And then that just kind of is contagious to the next thing you're talking about. Like,
the best way to describe it is in our trip guru, she told us, and that's the best way I felt to describe the reason you feel so happy and is because your mind doesn't linger on things. It moves on to the next thing. It wants to be stimulated. So even like, you know, there'd be moments where you'd be like, oh, I'm upset. And immediately, if mind you, this is only if other people are around. If you're by yourself, you get into a hole. But immediately, if Marie came in and started going, then I would completely forget. And I'd be like, oh, this is hilarious. And you don't have time to be upset. And that's the other thing. The thing we all forgot to mention, Dutch, and I'm sure, is how slow time moves. We were looking at the clock, and I was like, it felt like 3 a.m., and it was midnight. And I was like, what? Like,
I didn't get that so
really?
Much.
Oh, yeah, me. I definitely got that. And I got that with LSD, too.
For me. It's different than everybody, yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
That happened with me with LSD, too. It affected my perception. Yeah, Marie had more disassociation where she felt outside of her body looking in, which is awesome. That's a cool feeling, too.
Yeah. And also, there was a lot of surprise and delight. Like, every time I turned my head and something was in front of me, I would immediately go, oh, and then I'd be like, oh, that's wonderful. Like, it didn't matter what it was.
Yep.
I was always so surprised and happy about it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, was that lamp always there? I like that lamp.
I love lamp. But yeah, I mean, it was, like I said, it was awesome. It was fucking awesome. Like, I mean, that's the only way to describe it. Like,
but here's the thing, dude. Like I said, it's chasing the dragon. The first time is never going to be the same. And I'm telling you from a personal experience, at least with me, shrooms is one of those things. Because
now
here's the thing, your second time could be just as good or better than my first time, but it's never going to be as good as your first time.
But what if, and this is a big if, there was different strains?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just like, it's hard to explain because I've done it three times in my life and nothing was good. I can always look back to the first one and go, because it's new. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what to expect. And then going into the next one, it's like, okay, oh, I see. You know what I mean? Like, your consciousness is kind of like telling yourself, oh, okay, I'm laughing now because of that. Which is something you realized after the fact.
Right.
And then that kind of inhibits the reason why you laughed the first time. Does that make sense?
Well, I guess we'll find out allegedly at Bonnaroo 7 years ago.
Or this weekend.
No, not this week.
You guys have any more?
We'll talk off air.
I kind of want to go on.
We'll talk off air.
Okay, are we off air?
No.
Well, Dutch.
Yeah. I pressed the button.
You know what on air is.
You press the button. No, you're just whispering. That's still on air, dummy.
I want to get. No, I'm off. I hit that button. We're good.
No, Dutch, what button did you hit?
It is time for a break.
I muted. They cannot hear us.
You did.
Listeners,
Dutch, I can hear you.
Type in the chat room if you can hear us.
I can hear you.
Okay, fine. If the listeners say, Dutch.
They cannot.
If the listeners say they can't hear us.
Radio professional, Marine Royce.
I don't know how this works.
If the listeners say they can't hear us, then okay, see, that's bullshit, Sherry, because you're sitting next to Mitch. You can't write, are you guys talking in the chat room? It doesn't work because I know you're hearing us.
I can hear you giggling.
I can hear you laughing.
We have to get shrooms. I really want shrooms.
Don't worry.
Or shroom cabbage. Because that's the thing. That's the worst thing about taking shrooms is like having to chew it up. Like, that's the weirdest. Like, it's not weird. It's just, it's gross.
But,
it's just,
but you eat regular mushrooms, like on pizza and portobello and stuff like that.
Murray, have you tried, you know.
No.
hallucinogenic shrooms.
No.
That taste, it's unmistakable. It's the worst thing you can put in your mouth.
Well,
it's like chewing on somebody else's phlegm.
Ew.
Oh, that, good.
Thank you.
That's awful. That's the worst. Really, why would you do that?
I'm telling you, that's what shrooms taste like if you have them raw. You Ew. Guys have just had them compressed down into it.
Ian goes, what's wrong with you, Dutch? Are you doing the shrooms? Whenever you add the before something, you sound like such a fucking
square. Are you doing the shrooms?
Are you doing the shrooms, Dutch?
No, but I'm doing the break.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write head, this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired,
go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
What kind
find a store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, bro.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Feeling this wasn't meant to be a rejoiner,
but why is it? I promise you, I'm not the one that put that in there.
It's just in the rejoiner category. I just thought maybe somebody made a rejoiner out of this.
I put it in the intros and rejoiners folder because it's an intro.
Oh, she's right. And the thing is, I made a new rejoiner. You know what, Dutch? Play a little reset music. Play the new rejoiner. Let's be professionals. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I get it. That was great. Mistakes happen.
Do you want to play this one now? Or do you want to save it for tomorrow
like five. I don't care. Whatever you want. It's up to you.
You can always talk about Game of Thrones if you want.
We can, but we're going to talk. Perfect time to plug. Forget the rejoiner. Perfect time to plug. Tomorrow after.
That's the reason why I want to play this one, because I figured if it was a rejoiner.
Oh, but really?
It was an intro.
Don't
bullshit. I got excited and thought maybe our producer made a commercial for the Game of Thrones Wieners and Such show.
I recorded an Amazon commercial, and all you had to do was put music behind it. He hasn't done that yet. And by the way, not only did I... What?
I forgot about that.
Not only did I make the Amazon commercial, but I made it verbatim to a script. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can find it and play it to show you what Mitch...
I saw that, and I wanted to put it in the things, and then I listened to
it
first.
Raw. It's a
thankfully.
Raw ad. No, it's it a raw.
It was just raw vocals. I was
but
like,
it
oh.
said raw. I made sure of it. Okay.
How great is the Game of Thrones intro, though?
All right. This is what Mitch made me... I asked him, I need help with a script for a new Amazon ad. I'll just play. There's a lot of outtakes, so... But whatever. Who cares?
You want it? You...
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to play that all of it with the outtakes?
I guarantee you it's funny.
Since we didn't have time to edit it?
Well, I just want you to hear that Mitch is...
The radio professional that Royce is. I actually
well,
do want to
hear
the this.
Radio... Well, yes, that. But also the amazing writing skills that Mitch has for a script. You ready? Mitch wrote the script, by the way. I cannot take credit for it, okay?
Okay, hold on. What's the background of this?
It's an Amazon ad. It's an Amazon ad. That's all.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Royce Lopez, and I'm a big dummy head. Buy from Amazon using the click-through. Yeah.
You couldn't be more tired and uninterested.
Don't worry. No, no. Because the first one.
This.
Hold on.
It's a dry read. He's just getting a feel for how
that's the first time I read it. Yeah, I was just reading it. No, no, that doesn't count. I was just. Shut up. Should we play your Home Depot commercial?
Shut up.
Should we play your Home Depot commercial?
If I can find it, hold on.
Okay, hold on. I'm just finished playing this. Hi, I'm Royce Lopez, and I'm a big dummy head. Buy from Amazon using the click-through at the bottom of morelikeradio.com. You get nothing, and I get money. It's a win-lose. I hate you, but want your money. Boom, nailed it. Mitch will edit this up to sound awesome. Let me do another take for you, Mitch, because I couldn't stop laughing. Hi, I'm Royce Lopez, but I'm a big... Try that again. Hi, I'm Royce Lopez, and I'm a big dummy head. Buy from Amazon using the click-through at the bottom of morelikeradio.com.
Pause. Yeah. We're back live. Could you have some sort of energy in what you're doing at all?
Counterpoint. My producer wrote an ad for me where the first thing I say is I have to make fun of myself.
You know, but you're going,
hi, I'm Dutch and I'm a shithead.
I'm Royce Lopez. It's like, if you're making fun of yourself, be like, hey! What's up? I'm Royce. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be schlocky about it, then you go, wow.
There's a couple more takes. Then maybe you like another one.
All right, let's see what happens.
Lose. I hate you, but want your money. Boom. Nailed it. Mitch will edit this up to make it sound awesome. One more time. Hi, I'm Royce Lopez, and I'm a big dummy head. Buy from Amazon using the click-through at the bottom of morelikeradio.com. You get nothing, and I get money. It's a win-lose. I hate you. But want your money. Boom. Nailed it. Mitch will edit this up to make it sound awesome. I love how hard Mitch is laughing. I love how fucking funny this is for Mitch.
It's funny. It's a good commercial. I thought you nailed it. Boom. Yeah, you even said in the commercial.
He gave zero effort. Zero effort in writing that.
I want your effort in voiceover there in the fact that, like, I hate you, but want your money. Like, who talks like that? Like, it's so unnatural. Can we pull that back a little bit? You know, I hate you, but what?
I swear,
like,
I didn't even do it on purpose. I closed
that's
it.
That's not how humans speak, Royce.
I would let you know that I was reading that on purpose. I was trying to read it like I was reading it because Mitch wrote it.
It's indefensible at this point.
You're indefensible at this point.
This is just as bad as my Home Depot read.
Oh, Royce nailed you saying that you were indefensible when he called you indefensible.
You're right. You nailed me.
Snap.
Sick bird.
Crackle and pop.
Yeah, I snap, crackle, and pop you. That's why they call me the Rice Krispies treat. Because I'm sweet and I fucking pop people.
Actually, I blame Mitch for not directing Royce the way that you're directing Royce right now.
I was at work.
Well, it's just like, okay, I'm sure when Mitch wrote that, he thought you were going to do it like in your natural tone, not, hi, I'm Lopez. And... No. I want you to like art. Like, you have no, dude, you have to, when you're doing, why am I telling you this? How many years have we been doing radio together?
Maybe,
you know, that makes me mad.
Maybe you'll do it now.
Maybe I'll do it now. Hey, you know what? Nobody has sent me a read, so.
Yeah, because I was the one that goes, hey, I have to make a new Amazon read. Can somebody help me write a script? I took what's called
and
initiative.
I helped. I wrote a script because no one else was doing it. So I
figured, Royce, you also have another thing which is called time on your hand. So,
especially on shrooms.
Exactly.
Like a lot of extra time.
I don't know what's wrong with the Amazon ad I wrote for Dennis. I thought it turned out fantastic.
That's so
he hates it so much.
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason it's even still out there.
That's why it gets
That's
better.
That's the reason why we play it, just to piss you off, Dennis.
Even when the new one comes out, I'm still going to play the old one.
It's a fine wine, really. It just gets better with age.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah, Dennis will be getting in tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coming in town. Was he going to be here for Hippo Juice or after Hippo Juice?
Probably for Hippo Juice.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, he's coming in early.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is he going to talk?
I don't know. He hasn't done it yet, so I don't know why he would
start.
You
have to force him to do
hand stuff
on the air with you guys.
You have to force him to do hand stuff, or he's not going to do it, Dutch.
He's not going to.
He's a proud Ukrainian.
Dennis is a big dude.
Yeah, Dennis.
Forget how, every time I've met him, I think four times now, I keep forgetting that he's at least 3 inches taller than me. I'm just like, boo.
Not only that, he has an Eastern Promises hands too, fucking big Russian yes, hands.
He does have
right?
Green Mile hands.
Yes. He looks like he would kill you. He looks like a GTA fucking 5 character.
He does.
It's ridiculous. Well, Dutch, we have a We Listen to Better Music. I'm going to, if you'd like me to pull that up.
Ooh. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mitchell,
no, go ahead.
Mitchell sent this. Now, quick backstory. This is for this Kickstarter movie that's really a really super 80s movie.
No Station Required?
No. That is not. Well, that will be a 90s movie because it's Joe Coletta. Okay, here it is. David Hasselhoff, True Survivor.
I love the Hoff.
Hey, got a permit for those guns? I've got your permit right here.
That was unexpected.
All right, pause.
We don't pause. We listen to better music.
Is this music?
Oh, yeah.
Permit. Denied.
No, it didn't. Music's starting.
Okay. All right, this is
it's really 80s, right? Then I'll play the trailer for the movie that it's going to be in, okay?
Okay.
This is how you age gracefully. You completely stay in your time period.
You never age if you're always in the 80s.
It doesn't seem wrong even though he's old.
When was this released? I feel like I'm...
2 weeks ago.
You're joking.
2 weeks ago.
This isn't real.
What is he doing? This just in, this song went to number one in Germany within 1 minute of being released.
That's a joke.
No. I'm digging it. I don't know if you're digging it, but I'm digging it.
I'm not digging this. This is... Are you sure this was released 2 weeks ago? This
if
is...
one
weeks
ago. When? When, Mitch?
Straight out of 1984, dude.
When, Mitch?
5 days ago.
5 days ago, sorry.
So I found this when it was hours old, and I was so proud.
5 million views now, 5.7. Dinosaur. Has he won you over yet?
I don't get it.
What's not to get?
There's a
woman with a machine
brand
gun.
Brand of humor now is to be schlocky 80s shit now? I don't get it. Is he trying to do a Spinal Tap kind of thing?
You'll watch. It's for a soundtrack for a movie.
True Survivor's a movie? Wait, is True Survivor really a movie, or is
if
you were showing me the movie first, maybe this would make more sense. Because this makes no sense.
I guarantee you, when you see the trailer, it's gonna still make no sense.
Okay, well then, let me just tell you, you should have played that first then, because this is ridiculous.
Well, first off, Mitch sent it, so let me move that right over to him. And secondly, go fuck yourself.
Don't get bitter at me because you didn't play the things in the right order.
Don't be bitter at me because you just can't appreciate this song like I do.
This is awful. Like a true survivor.
I'll drown you out with the Hoff, my friend. I will Hoff you right out of this thick fucking show. It's called Hoffing, bro. You ain't playing with me. I will. You better Baywatch yourself out the door, motherfucker. You better get in kit and drive the fuck out of here.
All right, that was just straight out of the 80s nonsense.
Now, would you like to see the trailer for Kung Fury?
I would love to see that.
Okay, Kung Fury coming out.
Kung Fury.
Yes, this trailer came out a couple months ago.
Hey, you got a permit for those guns?
But this looks fake.
Uh-huh, but this is the real trailer.
This looks even faker than the music video.
We have an ongoing shootout at 24th and North Point Street.
I'm on it.
He's shooting.
I feel like we've played this on the show before.
Have we? Then you should have known the song.
I don't want to hear Kung Fury.
No, I've not seen this.
You just destroyed an entire city block, for Christ's sake.
Probably because it looks like every 80s movie, Dutch.
This looks like something like an old Hippo
Juice film. This is a comedy.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Listen.
Kung Fuhrer.
Hitler. He's the worst criminal of all time. When did you kill him? I can hack you back in time to Nazi Germany. Just like a time machine.
He's hacking him back into Germany. Years hacked.
Oh no.
He hacked too much time.
I went too far back in time. This is the goddamn Viking Age.
See, now it's making sense.
From the future. I need your help.
All those clips we just saw now make total sense.
For some reason, there's a Thor's here.
They're in Norse mythology.
Yes.
Those are Vikings. And Thor comes up. Yeah, it totally makes sense.
Why does a Viking have a machine gun?
Vikings? No, that was a Nazi Viking. They probably teamed up at some
point. Unspeakable adventures never before shown in a motion picture. Get ready for Kung Fury.
Are you not impressed, Dutch?
No, that looks awesome. That movie looks awesome.
Well, that is what the song is.
Right.
You see, if it wasn't for the Hoff, you would have never known that movie existed.
You'd be thanking the Hoff.
No, I'm pretty sure we already played this in the show before, like I said.
Gonna need some action. The song's already in my head. The Hoff.
No,
one.
Here's the thing, though. The song actually is very catchy, but I didn't know it was from that movie because, yeah, so.
That movie's on Kickstarter, and it's already been funded.
It should be, because it's one of those like hokey type of 80s type movies that, you know, brings all that to particular genre together. It's amazing. I want to see that.
If the Hoff can show up in a SpongeBob SquarePants movie, then he can show up anywhere.
Exactly.
In my opinion. IMO. Dutch, as the kids say.
IMO?
In my opinion.
Oh, the Hoff is going to be in Sharknado 3.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be?
I'm done with that franchise. I'm going to be a hipster about it. I'm finished.
It's gotten to the point now where it's like, all right, everybody's on board.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still going to watch the riff tracks, but
it's like Scary Movie. It really just degenerates after a while.
Right, because people at first are like, this is a terrible movie, but it's like, we don't get it, though. And then when everybody starts getting it, then it's like, okay, now we'll just lame.
Like, kind of like Napoleon Dynamite.
We all get it.
Yeah, kind of like Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, not really, because they didn't make it Napoleon Dynamite 2, did they?
I wouldn't know.
No.
What did that director ever go? Did ever make anything else? Did they ever make Napoleon Dynamite? That's it.
No, because Mormons don't usually make more than one.
Which is ironic, because they have more in their name.
They have tons of kids, but they don't really make a lot of productive, you know,
people in society. I know. Terrible.
By the way, I was driving home.
BT Dubs?
My old station is now a pot station.
Wait, what? Oh yeah, on AM. I read about
the
this
first station.
It's in Colorado.
Wait, you read about this?
I read about this.
I saw the article. Yeah.
Articles about this now.
Yeah, yeah. The AM station. And it's the highest rated radio station.
Whoa. Hold on. This is like a national story. You guys read this?
Yes. Yeah.
To preface what people were talking about. So the first radio station I ever worked for was 1580 AM. And at the time, the call letters were KKKK. And I wish I was making that up. I'm not. If you listen back to DNR, I've said that years ago. That was our call letters. And that was like, it was all like, you know, right wing political talk or whatever. I was a board op for the station for a while. And then the station flipped formats. And then it went to like old ladies radio, where basically they had the radio shopping show and daily health, you know, living and the Martha Stewart radio program, that kind of thing. And then it went to sports talk for a while. Now, I was listening to the station, you know, because basically Dan Patrick and, you know, everybody. Roy, you like Dan Patrick, right?
Yeah, I have the story here, Dutch. Listeners of KREL, which they changed it to in Colorado.
KREL. Well, hold on. Can I tell you my Simon no. for you actually?
Well, I just wanted to validate you. Yes, it was 1580, Southern Colorado. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
A station I used to work for a while there. And then this is the same station where I got fired because I called the station manager a cunt because she was trying to
smoke pot.
No, she was trying to take like money from me from like an advertisement thing, whatever. Right. I got fired immediately because apparently you can't call your boss a cunt to her face. So yeah, they flipped formats like out of nowhere. I think it was like earlier this month. And then I started listening to it, and it's all pot talk. It was literally like the only thing they have, like morning is essentially everything is all pot related. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then, wait, hold on. You have a news story about this?
Yeah, listeners of KREL in Colorado might have wondered if someone had spread
KREL all sports all the time.
Has spread can of butter on their morning toast Monday when they tuned in and got marijuana programming instead of radio stations' usual sports and news talk shows. If they turn the AM dial to 1580 again, they'll find out that it wasn't a fluke. Southern Colorado radio station has launched the nation's first dedicated talk show news coverage of legal marijuana industry and it's attracted dispensaries as advertisers and hundreds of followers in social media. The new format focuses on the range of topics related to medical and recreational marijuana with some programming on alternate medicine, yoga, and related subjects mixed in, said Mike Gnar, general manager. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's fucking brilliant.
Mike!
So I know
Mike Gnar personally. He was our station owner.
So tell us what you heard, the snippets that
What's
you heard.
The buzz?
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's okay. So I know Mike. Like, he loved me. And when he knew I moved back to state, he tried to get me to go back on to be a board op again for the station. I'm like, you got to pay me more than what you did. And he's like, I can't do that. And I'm like, then you're not going to get a board op from me. You know, find out there's some kind of a kid. Anyways, so Mike, he essentially, he's taken a huge leap at this point where he basically is flipping a station knowing that it's, you know, from what I'm seeing at this point, because when I first started actually looking it up, like he's just looking for like, you know, grabs because, or you know, headline grabs to get the station's name out there because we've kind of been just a, you know, sports talk, every other, you know, but here's the thing. He owns like 14 other stations at this point, and they're all kind of like, you know, your run of the mill music type of things, but he's always played around with 1580 for whatever reason. This AM talk, and we have a huge signal. It's like a 10,000 watt kind of like a broadcast thing. It's a huge signal. So it stretches a lot, but here's the thing with AM talk, like there's not a whole lot of local, you know, shows on, and he was always about doing local shit. So you either have to like, you know, get Dan, you know, Dan Patrick or Jim Rome or any of these other kind of stations in for talk radio to like make up for the advertisement. I like Mike and the fact that he's like going out of his way to do this. So
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Right? I mean, it's really smart.
Would you guys want to do that show on it?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He only has three shows right now. He has one for 2 hours in the morning, one for 1 hour in the afternoon, and one for 3 hours in the evening.
I would love to do a show. Are you crazy? That'd be amazing.
Do you think we could do that?
We have three shows. You fucking know the guy. Ask.
I could talk to him and be like, dude, look, it's going to sound like we're all in the same room.
Yep. Say, fucking
as long as I can convince these guys not to curse.
It's an AM station. They don't care if you're in the same room or not.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's an AM station.
As long as it's great. Right.
Yeah.
As long as our mids are the same.
We could put stuff together and send in shows. Who cares? Talk to fucking Mike.
I will.
Something will be a bitch.
Well, that's where we want to bring it up. Like, do you think we could do a nighttime show for this?
Of course, station? I'll do it. Be awesome.
Because he doesn't care at this point. He's just really. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Yeah. The article says we didn't want to lease the station and continue to lose money. So we said, let's do something different and give the voice to the marijuana industry. Marijuana is socially acceptable, especially in Colorado. And it's a big growing business sector in the state. Well, here's the thing. Is the majority of the stuff I've heard on the station, because I tune into it every once in a while just to see what's going on. It's all about like the political aspect, and the Supreme Court said this, and this state is voting on that.
Hammy said, "Some will get 360 on 420, some lawyers, or a job application, either one."
Yeah, there you go.
Or both.
Please tell them that this is the perfect radio station just that they could possibly work for.
Just trying to do my show, man.
How about you do it on an actual radio station?
Oh,
just
no, man. I
tell your guys
like
to not
show,
swear and buy your guys actual mics.
What is this? Hammy posted page 6. David Letterman stuns audience with sexist joke. This just came out right now.
Wait, David Letterman has an audience?
30 minutes ago. 30 minutes ago. And the number one reason not to delay your retirement for TV is, oh, God, don't try to be funny. David Letterman has got a cool reputation when trying to warm up his studio audience Monday with a sexist wisecrack recycled from his dustbin of Hollywood's earliest days, a source in the crowd told The Post. The married Late Show host, who in 2009 was forced to admit the series of affairs with female staffers, we know what he did. The first one came from a college staffer who asked what advice the scandaled, scarred funny man would give to this year's graduates. He said, "Treat a lady like a whore, and a whore like a lady," the host shot back. The joke was a version of saying a tribute to 93rd screenwriter was met with stunned silence, source said. I turned to my wife and was like, what?
We bombed.
The source said it was really first joke of the evening and it seemed like an odd choice. When a zinger fell flat, Letterman tried to recover by urging future alums to eat a lot of salad. Several fans who passed on by the theater on Tuesday evening were outraged. Ugh.
I'm outraged.
Youngsters, people watch his show. We already live in a culture that objectifies women. It's not right to make a joke like that, said Joe Logan, 41, a high school teacher from Pennsylvania. My daughter's going to college in September, and I worry how guys will treat her, he added. Okay, listen. Was it a terrible joke? We can all agree it was a bad joke.
It was bad.
He bombed. The joke was terrible. Nobody laughed.
Right.
Now, was it an offensive joke? Go fuck yourself. Because seriously, you have David Letterman, who has been on TV longer than any late night talk host at this point. Whether you like
him, any late night talk host?
Any late night talk host. Whether you like him or whether you hate him, he knows how to fucking do TV and he knows how to be funny.
And he knows how to eat a taco.
Now, the joke was bad, that's fine. But the fucking outrage or offensive, seriously, go fuck yourself. That was not offensive. That was just an old dumb joke, a bad joke.
Treat a lady like a whore and a whore like a lady?
Yeah, I'm offended. The bomb. It was absolutely a bomb. It wasn't funny.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Like, but I don't understand the offensive part. What's offensive? It's not funny, granted. But what's offensive about
maybe
it?
Maybe it's because unfunny people, mm-hmm. you know, funny people like ourselves, like, we'll actually hear that and go, okay, he's attempting to go for a joke. People don't know he's not going for a joke.
Just think he's sexist? Or
just are going, why would you say that? They just hear the word whore and lady in the same sentence twice in a row.
But my point is, even Dutch, even...
How is this? I don't even
Dutch,
get the
10 years
point.
Ago, 2005.
Because you're basically saying any lady, treat her like a fucking whore, and... that's probably where people got offended, because it's not the whores getting offended to say treat whores like ladies.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that we're even breaking down what to get offended. It doesn't matter. It was a joke. It was bad. That's it.
Right, right.
Move fucking on. But my point is, if you think if this joke was told 10 years ago, there would be this would be an issue? No. Even if it's as little as 10 years ago. I don't know what the fuck is happening, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm amazed at the amount of stuff that we can't, that we, well, we do anyway, but that we are not socially supposed to talk about anymore. It's ridiculous.
You know what it is, dude? It's not a social thing to talk about, because Dave Letterman has been getting away with shit for years. They're done with him. They want him to be just quit already.
Oh,
everybody's sick of Letterman.
I think what Royce is saying, though, is like, you watch old TV shows or whatever, and like the jokes are so much different, and they're so much less PC. Like, I was watching Simpsons of all shows, and as they were making, like, I don't have examples, but they were making jokes like there's no fucking way that would fly these days.
Oh, no, I agree. And then the problem is that, I mean, South Park cartoons get away with it, which is the last bastion of saying whatever you want, I think, at this point. But
have you watched Letterman lately?
No, I don't.
No.
I actually have been watching late night shows because my insomnia has kicked in, and I just, you know, I can't shut my dumb brain off. And so I actually have been watching a few of the late night shows recently in the last, like, let's say 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. I've seen each late night show at least 3 times. Right. So I get like a good, you know, gauge on what they're doing these days. He said way worse shit on that show, but I think they're just looking, everybody's looking for something, for someone to go out on bad. Like, oh, okay, that's the reason why he's gone.
But my point
is, say bye to that guy, say hi to Trevor Noah, but say hi to whoever the new guy is coming in.
My point is, even the writer of the story admitted that the joke was based off a 1930s joke, explaining that it was an old joke. So the writer knew where it was coming from. So the moment you know where it's coming from, you shouldn't be offended anymore. The moment you know it's a joke, you shouldn't be offended in general, because I believe, and maybe it's just because of me, I don't believe that anybody has the power to fucking make me feel bad. It's, words can't fucking hurt you, so it doesn't really matter. But yes, I get other people that want to be sheltered from the world for whatever fucking reason. But I can't stand it. Like, I'm sad. Like, I get sad. Like, even if something is, it's not even as big as, even if something as small as my goddamn Facebook, like, if you say something wrong, people get so fucking offended.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Like, you know, we read the article last week, the whole fucking, you know, what was it? Skinny, whatever bullshit it was.
Skinny shaming. The reason why I'm like trying to take a different angle on this one is because everybody knows the whole sensitivity nonsense is stupid. We all get that. Our listeners get that. Anybody on the station gets that. So I'm only trying to like come at it from the different point of view of like, oh, okay, why would they do that? There's obviously some kind of like a mafioso type of motive. Oh, hey, we all understand that everybody's all sensitive here. Let's hammer Letterman for this, so we don't have to pay him his severance package because he ruined his, you know, morality clause in this one instance. You know what I mean? Like, that's more of where I'm coming from.
I find it funny because I find a shift in the way things have been, because before, like on TV, let's use TV as an example. Before on TV, it would be, you could get away with a lot of stuff like killing people and, you know, being raunchy and all that. But, you know, mate, but you couldn't get away with sex. Sex, you can't. You remember, you couldn't.
Not at all.
Even on cable, it was really like, oh, be careful. And now it's changed where you could get away with murder, sex-wise and nudity-wise and stuff like that.
And murder.
But
through sex.
But now you can't get away with little things like making an Asian joke or Hispanic joke. It's like, what's happening? It's, I don't understand the people that hold on so hard to being offended and thinking because they are offended that we should all cater to them. And it's to the point where something as simple as, I was in a group, I forgot what group it was, because I'm in a lot of groups, like it might have been one of those
Nambla.
No, that group's always great.
Man for fucking boys.
Yes, hot. But no, I was in a group, I think it was like people,
gentlemen for young men love. Yeah.
I think it was people making...
Dude, I'm calling you a pedophile.
No, I get it.
A gay pedophile.
No, I got it. it was one of those groups that... it was, you know, making fun of the Christians against dinosaurs bullshit. And so, and I guess someone's like, new, the admin's like, new rule, the event, if you post the N-word in any blah, 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 you'll be banned. And not that I wanted to use it or anything, but then I just because I'm an asshole, I go, so wait, you're only protecting one race? Well, what if I'm Hispanic and I get offended if someone calls me a dirty spick? And then the guy had to basically, because I logicked him to either putting his foot in, either saying, oh, you're right, we can't ban words. He had to ban every slur or anything. Like, I turned that entire group into this PC monster now I backed him into a corner. I was like, what's up, bro? You're only protecting black people? What if I'm Hispanic? He's like, well, I guess you can't do that. So then I made a post going, I listed a bunch of fucking, you know, like, so I just want to make sure I get the rules straight in this group.
And then you listed every slur?
Except for the N-word.
Can't say.
I said, like, moon cricket, wetback. I mean, for every kike, fucking slant, zipperhead, fucking moose fucker, which I find out was for Canadians.
Moose fucker?
Yeah, spick. I found all these racial slurs in Urban Dictionary. And I go, but you can't say the N-word. K, just checking. Thanks. And the guy replied, he goes, no, actually, if you look at the comments, and this group has like a fucking 100,000 people. If you look at the comments, you'll see that I said that no racial slurs will be allowed. And I said, well, hey, guess what, chief? People don't sit here and read 500 goddamn comments. Why don't you make it clear? So he had to change it to all racial slurs. I am slowly destroying the group with its own PC-ness, and I'm loving it. It's hilarious. Because fuck them. I'm sick of people making goddamn rules. And I guess what bothers me is the whole group's focus is to make fun of Christians. Like, they fucking go hard on Christians.
So the group is to make fun of somebody.
This group isn't a PC group. This whole group goes hard on Christians, like posting memes of Jesus. Like, and I think they're hilarious and funny. But then I'm like, I even said, you're being a hypocrite. I go, you don't want people to use words that makes fun of a group of people, but all you do is make fun of a group of people. And whatever. I just thought it was fucking ridiculous. Because you have to protect one group and not another. And it's never black people that get offended.
You're
it's
getting
white
upset
people.
That a Facebook group that makes fun of another race is trying not to make fun of other races.
Yeah, that makes fun of another religious group, not race. Christianity's not a race.
Black is not a religious group.
What about all the signs that they do with their fingers?
One of my sisters got mad at me because I called you a spick one week. She happened
for
to be
reals?
Listening.
Why?
She got mad at you?
I think it was because I called you a dirty, uncircumcised spick. A couple weeks ago,
we were
yelling about that.
Spick.
Bullshit. Uncircumcised, yes. Spick, of course. But I am very clean.
Except for when your balls are smelly.
That's the thing. Is that you? What, dude, that's hilarious you said that. Because we were hanging out not too long ago. And it was just like, why did you have to? I was just like, do you understand the only thing he would get mad on that whole phrase would be the word dirty?
Yeah,
like,
I am very clean. I am a spick. Of course I am. I've already said it. I am a self-hating Cuban. I am a daywalker in that community. I look like them. They accept me, but I do not follow any of the things they do. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate the way the culture is. I hate what it's become. I hate the hairy chest. I hate the fucking gold saints buried in the hairy chest. I hate the womanizing. I hate the fucking Sherry, it was you that was saying something about Cubans, right? Did you ask me a question?
Yeah, Sherry.
Yes.
What was it?
I was just traveling for work, and a lady I was kind of working with is Cuban. She's actually from Florida, and she was very type A. Me and the person I was traveling with were...
Hold on, quick question.
Her pick up. And I went and got this cardboard box to put this poster inside, and I walk up to grab the poster to put inside this cardboard box, and she goes, does she even know where the cardboard box is? And then she sees me, and she goes, do you even know where the cardboard box is? I'm like, yeah, it's on the table. like I'm an idiot. Like, I can't find it. But that's how she was for the entire trip.
Let me guess. She
was not personable at all.
Did she say literally a lot?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Cuban women do that a lot.
Literally?
Like, literally?
Like, literally.
Like, literally. This guy walked in, like, literally? He came over to me, and then, like, literally, he was hitting on me. And that's not me exaggerating. That's her fucking sentences.
I'm pretty sure she literally had a stick up her ass the entire time. But her husband, white guy, super sweet, adored him.
Probably apologetic about her, too. Hispanic women, and that's why I would never, I never wanted to date them, are the worst. The worst.
Oh, another story. So I'm recording them giving this speech at this event that I was there for, and I have him mic'd up, and then I have just a regular shotgun mic on the camera so I can get everybody else.
Hold on. You have him mic'd up. You don't know Michael that well to call him Mike, okay?
Mike.
Thank you.
I said mic'd.
Go ahead. Mic'd.
So he steps away from the podium so someone else can talk, and him and his wife are like 3 feet behind the guy speaking, and I can hear everything they are saying. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting here just at him. And she goes, "Can she hear us?" And then she takes the mic off him. And I'm like, "Oh God, are they talking about me? I can't tell if she's talking about me."
Oh no.
And then later, like when the guy's been speaking, I kind of look at her because her husband's about to go back up and I need the microphone.
And she gave
on
you
him,
a
and
look.
She's like, "Oh, do you need that?" I'm like, "Uh-huh."
What the fuck is wrong with this cunt?
She was talking about me. She didn't like me. Not one bit.
Who doesn't like Sherry?
Who doesn't like me? That's what I'm saying.
I don't.
Fuck your
Dutch
face.
Dutch doesn't.
Oh, come on. Shut up. I'm going to punch you so hard when I see you in a couple days. Like, square in the nose, you little fucker.
Oh, shit. We should probably plug that, huh? Marie, why don't you do that? You're the best at it.
I guess I am the best at it. Dude, it's like this week. We're all going to see you guys. Saturday, April 25th, this Saturday.
Saturday to end.
Downtown Lakeland.
Dude!
Downtown Lakeland, middle of Main Street.
Dude.
Main Street, downtown Lakeland, Preservation Hall. Doors open at 8, show starts at 9, goes on until midnight. More like Radio 3. Moxie killed the radio star. It is going to be hosted by us.
Like, we're literally going to be there at 9, and the show's literally going to be awesome.
And literally, there's going to be, like, literally, like, 5 numbers from Moxie LaFemme. And literally, John is so going to do his stand-up Spankdown, like, live. And literally, you're going to see Mersh do his stand-up. And literally, Dan Marino.
And by the way, remember, it's Mersh. So whenever you see his stand-up, it could always be his last.
Who's Mersh?
Exactly.
And there's also like literally like 2 raffle prizes that you could win. But the money's going to the big cat rescue.
Oh, yeah. We're giving all the money to the kitties.
Kitty.
Once again, this week, yesterday proved that's why we don't like people. Because they break into fucking cars and steal shit. Cats don't do that.
No,
they just rip your head off.
Right. At least they're honest about it. They don't fucking hide.
Good point. Yeah.
At least, listen, you know what?
Hey, I don't have my head. He was honest about it.
You know what? With a tiger, you fucking know what to expect. He's a tiger. You never wonder, hey, I wonder if I should go fucking kick the tiger. You're like, no, I'm not.
Is he hungry or is he not? No, I'm missing a limb. He obviously was hungry.
He's a tiger. He's going to be a tiger. But when you see someone that's just sitting there in their fucking black Cadillac, like the notorious B.I.G., scoping out a yoga studio to steal purses, probably then to go fucking, I bet you she had a fake wig and sunglasses when she went to go catch that chicken. Hello, I am Marie Sarkossian.
Yeah, I really want to know what people this team of hooligans, mm-hmm. what have you, pick to be my doppelganger.
You're doing fine because Law and Order credit fraud is going to be taking care of it.
It's true.
You're totally set.
I'm so fucked.
Yo, are you telling me they stole your credit? Damn, I can't believe that. Thanks, Ice-T. You really helped the fucking forcing it.
Anyways, where were you at, Marie?
Where were you at?
Where was I at with what?
You were in the middle of a raid and we interrupted you.
Oh, yeah, we already finished it.
Oh, yeah. This Saturday from 9 to 12, Eastern Standard in downtown Lakeland, Florida. More like Radio Live 3, Moxie killed the radio star. Be there and give money to the kitties.
Kitty.
All right. So, Kelsey's retarded.
We know.
I know she's listening right now. Oh, she's retarded. So, she booked the flight for like a midnight flight on Thursday. So, we're getting into you guys' estate super early Friday morning. But here's the kicker. With the townhome that she decided to book for us, this is all her, we can't check in until after 12. So what do we do from 7 a.m. till 12 a.m.?
Hang out with me, stupid.
How far are we from the airport that we're landing at? I think we're coming to Tampa.
Do you really want to do this on air?
You're coming into Tampa?
Yes, because I got to kill 10 minutes, Marie.
Well, yeah, no. If you're coming into Tampa, then actually, no. You have to come. Well, no. We're east of the place. Where's this townhome you're staying at?
Midway between Moxie and Tampa.
So you're going to be west of us. You're going to be pretty. You're going to be on the opposite side of where we live. We live closer to Orlando.
Where is it, Orlando? I don't remember. I think it's Tampa.
We'll figure it out. The call number.
Chelsea's weird.
The call the number is 954-573-2780.
Call in and tell me what you think I should be doing during that 3-hour period.
Dutch, can I tell you the stupid mistake I made while booking this trip?
Sherry is retarded.
I was sitting here looking for.
Was it dating Mitch?
That
Sherry.
No, if it wasn't for Mitch, I wouldn't know you lovely people. So a mistake. A good
oh,
things.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't need him anymore then.
So what happened?
I booked the car and the flight, whatever. And Ash is he's riding with us because we landed basically the same time. And I told him, just meet us at the car rental place. I'll let you know after work which car rental company is ours.
All right, mate. But is Royce mad at me? I couldn't tell when he answered my Facebook post.
So I find the.
Does the car have like 14 feet availability for its luggage face?
Also, when I book the hotel room, I have to get two hotel rooms that are on top of each other so I fit in the shower.
I'm probably going to have half my butt cheeks hanging out in the seats. Are you cool with that?
Hi, caller. Who's this?
It's Kelsey, Mr. Dutch Van Wingerden.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Hey, dummy.
I believe it's stupid Kelsey, as far as what Dutch told us.
Yeah, he said stupid Kelsey.
He said stupid, slutty, ho Kelsey.
Retarded Kelsey.
All right, well, defend your choices, Kelsey.
Why are we landing in Tampa and not Orlando?
Well, first of all, we are flying into Orlando.
Oh, okay. Then cool. Then you can come hang out with us.
Yeah, Dutch.
You come hang out with us then.
Exactly.
Boom. Okay, so what time are we landing? 5:30 a.m., right?
You're staying in Kissimmee? That's not far away from us at all.
If you're staying in Kissimmee, you're down the road from me,
you
dummy.
We can't check in till 1 p.m.
Then you come hang out with me from whatever time.
We land at 7. You guys are going to be sleeping.
Joel Van Wingerden,
Dutch.
I called today and got the early check-in, you douche.
How does that mean? How does that change what time we land?
Dutch, it's okay. The airport is like
an hour away. You would never.
You would be here when we wake up.
You would be here when we wake up.
I mean, it's going to be terrible to see you first thing in the morning, but I'll deal with it. I'll have coffee.
Thank you. That's my point.
I'm bringing Bloody Marys, Royce.
Oh, and don't worry. Dennis is already going to be here rushing up everything. I'm sure of trucking chain smoking cigarettes and plotting ways to fucking get another Russian wife over here.
That sounds perfect.
It's going to be fine.
Everything is planned out just fine, Joel.
Except for
you're
Dutch,
in
apparently.
A badass condo.
Aside from the fucking, you know, plane. Let's fly out at 12.
And you know the shitty part is.
It? Yes, I did. Oh, Jesus.
Dutch, don't worry. In our state, you could buy fucking beer at any time at a gas station. On your way here, your daddy could get his medicine. So don't worry about it.
That's not my point. The point is that
note to self, Joel says, I can't take Thursday off. So we have to leave late Thursday night because I can only leave. Or
beat
off on Friday.
You're going to beat off on
so
Friday?
So either leave Thursday night or leave Friday anytime.
We are leaving Thursday night at 11:59.
This is the travel plan section of Dutch and Royce. This is
I didn't want to talk about this. She's going to call
it. Yes, you did. You brought it up.
I brought it up
because my girlfriend's half retarded is my point.
But she's not. You lied about every part of the plan that she said.
Lied? I said everything truthful, Marie.
Dutch, we don't even want to see you. We just want to see her.
I want to see Dutch.
That's right.
We want to see her naked, not you, Dutch.
Mitch and I are going to go hang out. You guys can fuck her and do whatever you guys want.
Whoa! We're
not doing
that. Don't be signing me up for anything.
Maybe hand stuff, but relax.
And I'll note to self.
I'll sign you up. You were the one.
You could not make a decision as to when to leave and what day, and you're like, I don't know, I'll buy the ticket the week before. And you said, Chelsea, you can make the travel plan.
Because you kept annoying me with times. I'm like, okay, I'm at work, and I don't want to have 14,000 more texts, so just you pick it. And that's when you picked.
Instead of texting,
you text,
should have put it all on his Facebook wall. He likes that.
Oh, yeah. Do that next
time. Huge fan of that.
And then message him about it.
Uh-huh.
He loves when his phone flashes. That's his favorite thing.
So mad at the beautiful condo we're staying at.
Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. The live event's going to be amazing. We have a whole bunch of people confirmed going.
I'm not worried about that. I was just bringing up the fact that, like, hey, what do we do for the 4 hours that we're not allowed to check into the place that we're supposed to check into?
You come have coffee with us and relax.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll put
that's why I brought it up. We're going to talk about it right now.
You guys are really upset.
He is annoying, isn't he? I already told Dean to put his seat on the plane.
Ooh, snap. Ooh, snap.
Did you just rob my line?
Yep.
And just, no, not you, her. Did you just say exactly what I said to you about this whole trip?
Nope.
Yes,
nope.
You did.
My line.
You
I said I'm not sitting by him.
You.
That or we pretend like we're engaged and we get upgraded.
No.
Or on our honeymoon. And then you get upgraded.
We are breaking up right after this. Anyways,
never marry you.
Don't do that!
Anyway, how much time
it's a thing with Dutch. Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Yeah.
See you Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we will.
Hope you die in a car accident.
Jesus Christ.
I can't. You know what? I can't wait till she gets smarter about who she's dating, and then I can start a club.
Right. Oh, my God. They're already starting a little No Dutch's club. This is amazing.
Already, dude, this club has existed for the last, ever since Sherry existed in this whole group. All of my ex-girlfriends have, like, existed in the group for a little while. So.
I love you, Dutch.
I love you, too.
She's a horrible person.
I can't wait to hug you.
You are a terrible person.
We just like groups. Really,
and that's why you love me.
Yes.
Yeah, we just like groups. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's just about the face of group.
So I think Kelsey sidetracked us from how fucking stupid Sherry is.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll cut to the chase. So I booked our rental car for January 8th, 2015 at 12 p.m. to drop off Thursday, January 15th, 2015.
January?
The rental car for January.
And apparently that did not get charged to our card, but the insurance for the car did get charged. So I need to call them tomorrow and see if I can get my money back.
How do they even have an option to allow you to charge for something that already happened? As far as date goes.
The insurance was charged in January when the...
December 3rd when I...
Oh, this is when you first bought it.
Yeah, the insurance is charged when you buy the car, but the rental car itself is not charged until you actually pick up the car.
In my defense, it was probably after Dutch and Royce, and I was probably drunk and probably booking the trip because we had just started talking about
it. And whose fault is that?
It's mine, absolutely. You're not even pointing
at
me.
No, I know. It's pointed at me. I was fixing it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, right after the whole thing got announced, you were like, ooh, I didn't make plans now. And
I need to buy right now. And right I need to pay attention to what days I'm buying.
Probably within, like, a month or so of it being announced, I started booking things.
It's really funny.
I wanted the best flight. And the car rental car was $15 day.
You got a really good fucking rental car price.
I really did. It's
too bad we didn't get
$15 a day?
It was something like that.
It'll still be that cheap. If you're getting an Orlando airport,
it's cheap.
Orlando airport's ridiculously cheap.
We're still paying about the same amount.
It's because they have to pay more because of what we already paid.
What are you saying, Dutch?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say they have to compete with every single bus transportation service that takes you to Disney World. They have to.
Well, and then also just the frequency of travel, like with any tourist attraction, like the just... Let me put it this way. So, like, you pay, like, you know, $30, $40, $100 a day for, you know, Orlando, which is a lot of people go there. I was in the middle of, like, oil country, Texas. One airport for thousands of miles around, $300 a day for rental.
Yeah.
Because they have no competition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really depends where you go. I mean, the airport is fucking super cheap. Even sometimes when we're going to take road trips, we would just be like, you want to just rent a car instead? Even though we live here, because it's just cheaper when they put miles on our car. Because really, like, sometimes you'll see, like, $15 a day, like, something ridiculous. You get, like, a piece of shit fucking Toyota Echo or some fucking horseshit.
To even have that option is amazing. Yeah.
But and then I love the fucking, if you look at those rental cars, by the way, and anyone who travels knows this, I'm sure Dutch, you know it. Mm-hmm. Especially Hertz, but they still have the old school navigations in them with like the buttons.
As in old school, you mean like 8 years ago?
Yeah. like a, you know what I mean? Like where I'm like, who? Like,
you have to type in the address like one by one. Yeah, and if you spell it wrong, you don't get the right street.
Yeah, it's even like an add-on, like, oh, do you want a navigation? I'm like, no, I have a phone.
Yeah.
Like, who still uses these
things? They saw that in the policy for whatever reason.
Yeah. You need a navigation.
I'm sure it was awesome at the time when it first came out.
Hey, they fucking bought the technology, and they're going to get their money's worth out of it.
Right.
Now, if I've navigation, now if I get a car and it doesn't have Bluetooth connectivity, I'm fucking upset.
You know? I just want a car that I'm not going to get hate crimed in. Did you guys see the one I Twittered not too long ago?
No. What are you talking about?
Dude, just go on my Twitter feed and just go through my pictures. I got a Mitsubishi Mirage, and it was
those
pink.
Don't exist.
Marie, it was pink. It was bright pink. It was a pink fucking hatchback. It was pink, and that's the car I had to drive around. And the engine was like it was one of those like, hey, we're sort of a battery but sort of an engine car, but the technology wasn't really that good because it didn't sound like the engine sort of, you know, kind of like, you know, shifted out of the engine to the battery. The engine just went, and then it was heard no sound. So I thought my car was dead half the time I was driving. It was the worst car. There you go. It is the worst car I've ever driven in my entire life. Mitsubishi Mirage. It's the worst. And it was pink.
Well,
in Nebraska, I had to drive that car.
What's the worst car we got? I remember there was a car that we got that we were like, this is the worst idea because it wouldn't accelerate. I don't know if they either put a governor on these things or what the fuck it is. But yeah, I mean, in rent-a cars, that's the other thing. Like, you have to be careful when you buy cars too, because like people sell rent, like you never want to buy a used rented car.
Obviously not, or a cop car or anything like that.
Ever takes care of them.
All right, let's get out of here.
No.
Okay.
No, let's get out of here.
So, I'll start out tonight since I always go around the room. I'm better than you because I've actually driven a pink car in my life. Royce, why are you better?
I am better than you because I forgot to mention that when the cop was looking at me, I had one of my fingernails painted with sparkle because Marie painted it. And he goes, dude, I got to ask you, what's up with the nail? And I said, I'm a fancy man. And then he laughed.
Why did you bring it up earlier?
I forgot until I looked at my nail right now. I'll talk about an hippo juice tomorrow.
I'm not really better because all my stuff was stolen yesterday.
Aw.
Well, you got it back though, right?
I got some of it back. Oh, I'm better because my husband got my shit back for me and he's a hero.
There you go. Mitchell, why are you not better than Royce? Because
I am not better than Royce because I've never done psychedelics.
Aw.
Never what? Wow. Okay. Cherry?
I am not better than Royce because I'm not a type A Cuban.
Good call.
All right, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night at Hippo Juice. Marie, how about you do the plug you do so well for the live events?
There's a live event Saturday. You should be there.
Classic.
That's not good.
Classic.
It's in downtown Lakeland.
I was hoping you would do it. You know what? No, you're cut off. You're not doing a live event plugs anymore on this radio show because after this weekend, there's nowhere left. But
yeah,
anyways, we'll see you guys next week. DNR, don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow night.